Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Mebel Edmond. We are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Sunday with us, and we are looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab a Bible, get your pen and paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in prayer by Evangelist Mebel Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this day. We thank you for the mercy that you bestowed upon us. We thank you for how you worked for us, for how you moved in a mighty way. We thank you, Lord, because thou art a mighty God. We thank you today, Lord, because you said you will work, and who shall let it? We thank you right now, Lord. You've been good to us. You've been merciful. We don't deserve your mercy, but we are thankful for what you've done. We thank you for the love, Lord. We thank you, oh, Lord, for your compassion, Lord. I thank you right now, Lord. I pray that you continue to pour out of your spirit, continue to bless us, continue to open doors and make ways for us that we may go forward and do your will and speak your word. I pray that you continue to bind the works of Satan. Cast him out, O Lord. Let the blood of Jesus cover right now. Wash away sins and blot out of transgressions. Move for us some more, Lord. Help us to continue to trust in you and take you at your word, knowing that there is no failure in you. Help us to stand up on the word of God. Help us to hold fast to sound words. Don't let our feet slip, but help us, Jesus. Help us to go forward in you, doing your will, preaching thy word. Give us strength, O Lord. Heal, O Lord, all manner of sicknesses. We know thou art a healer for both body and soul. We are trusting you, and we take you at your word today. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will take full control. Put your words in our mouths. Speak through us. Lead us and guide us. Show us the way that you would have us to go. Help us, O Lord. Jesus, we are seeking to please you. Help us, O Lord, to go forward in you. Help us to pray and seek your face, calling upon the name of the Lord. We want to get closer to you. Oh, my God,
Lord,
your help today. We need more strength to run this race. We're trying to make it to that beautiful city that you have prepared for us. But we need strength to go through. We need more strength to endure our tests and trials. Help us today, Lord. Help your people today, Lord. Move in a mighty way. Let your spirit prevail. Pour out of thy spirit upon us. Anoint us.
Do it, Lord.
To preach thy word. Help us, O Lord, to go out into the world and tell somebody about Jesus. Help us today, O Lord. Help us not to be ashamed of you, but help us, O Lord. Make us bold, O Lord, to be that bold soldier that you're calling to be. Help us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cast out all doubt. Cast out all fear. Help us today, Lord. We know you're able. We're depending on you today, Lord. Take us through, Lord. Help us to hold out. Look on your people everywhere. Give strength to them that are weak. Heal them that are sick. And deliver them that are bound. Make a way out of no way. Open up a door. Jesus, make the way for your people, O Lord. You know what we have need of before we call. You know our prayer, O Lord. Before we pray, help us today. Send on help, Lord, by bind the works of Satan. Cast him out today. He's seeking to hinder the work of the Lord. He's seeking to hinder the people of God. But in the name of Jesus, help us today, Lord. We're praying and waiting on you. Help us, oh Lord, to go before you in prayer and fasting, denying self, putting self to death. Help us, Jesus. Help us to draw nigh unto you. We need a closer walk. We want to make this journey, and we need you, oh Lord. Help us today in the name of Jesus. I know you're able. I know you got the power. You have proven yourself so many times, and I believe you today, and I take you at your word, and I give thanks to your name. I thank you in faith. I thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you, oh Lord. I thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I believe your word, Lord. I know you will work it out. Oh, my God, I'm trusting you and taking you at your word. Help us to put self to death, to deny to self-will. Help us tonight. In the name of Jesus, look on your people everywhere. Touch and bless. Strengthen, heal, and save. Encourage, strengthen, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, continue to have your way. Let your will be done. Make ways out of no way. Open up doors, oh Lord. Go with your people over the highways and the airways. I pray that you will bless in a special way. We thank you for sending your word on last night. We thank you, oh Lord. We thank you for
what
you did. Thank you for the encouragement. I thank you for the strength. I thank you for the word. I thank you for the
message.
Yes, thank you. I thank you, oh Lord. You're a way maker. Oh my God. You said you would make our enemies our footstool. I believe your word. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your touch, Lord.
Prayed under the anointing of God, and the Lord touched me in that prayer. I thank God for the touch. Amen. And we're going to read the opening scripture. It's taken from the 149th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 149th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written, this honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord." Thank God for reading of his word, the 149th number of Psalm, the first throughout the ninth verses throughout its entirety. And thank you all again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. You can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You can also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts Prayer Works Ministry with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You can listen by dialing 563-999-3634. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. So if you're in the area Sunday afternoons and you want to stop on by, you will be blessed. Praise the Lord. And we'll continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep Darnell Williams in our prayer. Continuing to pray for the bereaved Jones family, the bereaved Edmond family, Teresa Ray, Kimmy, Ronald Edmond and his wife, Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, A.B., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Linda Paldo, Muhammad Hameen in the prayer circle, Susie Williams, Tawana Williams, Evangelist Martha Calbreath and the bereaved Calbreath family, the bereaved Thompson family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, the bereaved Lyons Capoletti family, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and pray for all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And then we're going to turn the broadcast, amen, praise the Lord, into the hands of Evangelist Cynthia Edmond so that she can render a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, sis. Praise the Lord. Amen, Evangelist Cynthia. If you're on, I know sometimes these phones are a little cumbersome.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for Miss Khadija for giving us the announcement. Praise God. Let us bear them in mind. At this time, we're going to go into the Word of God. Praise God. We have a message on tonight. And we want you to listen in attentively. Praise God. We're going to have prayer and then the Word of God. Praise God.
With our announcements tonight, glory to God, we're going to be praying for Lisa Davis, Angela, for Mrs. Arrington, also Brother Tyrone. Also, we'd like to pray a special prayer for June Horsey. Glory to God for Marion Thompson, also for Shirley Norton, Mrs. Brown, glory to God, and Mr. and Mrs. Matthew Grant. We thank God. We're going to be praying for you because we know that God is able to change all. We know God is able to work a miracle.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. We thank you for your grace. Lord, we come before you tonight asking that you would look down upon us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We want you to look upon every name that's on the prayer list, Lord God. You know their situation, Lord. We want you to move by thy spirit, my God, in the name of Jesus. We want you to work out every problem, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we want you to be a healer, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch the sick, Lord God. Heal their bodies, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move by thy spirit, Lord. We want you to encourage, Lord. Lift up bowed down heads in the name of Jesus. Lift heavy burdens tonight. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, we know thou art able, Lord. Oh, Father God, we want you to make your holy visitation, Lord. Touch somebody's heart, Lord. Touch somebody's mind out there in radio land tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we want you to send our word. Speak through the preacher, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send on and on and upon her. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want your will to be done. We want your blood to cover, Lord. Let it wash, make forever whole. In the name of Jesus. We want you to work out every situation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For we know that thou art able. We believe you and we take you at your word. We claim it by faith. We ask it in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. We turn the service over to the Daniel's mayor. Praise the Lord. God bless you out there in radio land. We thank you for tuning us in on tonight. We want you to keep your station locked. We have a very important message for you tonight. We want you to listen intently because God is real, and we are living in the last days. If you have your Bible handy, we want you to turn to the book of Revelation, the first chapter of the book of Revelation. And we're going to begin reading with the first verse. It says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to shew unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto John. Yeah. And we're going to skip down to about the 10th verse, Revelation 1 and 10. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. This was John's speech. I'm open. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in the book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and unto Smyrna and unto Pergamos and unto Thyatira and unto Sardis and unto Philadelphia and unto Laodicea. Yes. And I turned to see the voice that spake, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. Yes. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a white garment down to his foot, and girt about the pack with a golden girdle. Yes. Now this was John, and the Lord had spoken unto John while he was on the Isle of Patmos.
Come on, preach it.
And how that John was out there all alone.
Yes,
but he was not alone because Jesus was with him. There might not have been a lot of people around him, but Jesus was with him.
Oh, yes, he was.
And he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day.
Amen.
And going over to the book of Revelation, the 20th chapter, in about the 6th verse,
bless the Lord.
It says, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power.
No power.
But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Those that rise in the first resurrection, they are priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now this is talking about the people of God. They're going to reign with the Lord for 1,000 years. But going down to the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation and the 10th verse, it says, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Can you imagine dying that second day and being cast into the lake of fire? Why, even the devil himself is going to be turned into hell. The Bible says, and the devil that sacrifice, which burneth with fire and brimstone.
Yes, Lord.
And we're going to go over to the book of St. John, the fifth chapter, and about the 24th verse. And I believe this was John, St. John, and how that he began to write. And he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you."
Yes.
Now, these are the words of Jesus speaking again, saying, "Verily, verily, I say unto you."
Yes.
"He that hears my word,"
all right,
"and believeth on him that sent me," talking about Jesus.
Lord,
you see, God sent his only begotten son in the form of a man.
Lord,
he sent his son Jesus,
Lord,
in the form of flesh.
Yes,
the incarnated son of God,
Lord,
came all the way from heaven down,
yes,
and walked the face of this earth.
Yes,
so Jesus was saying, "Verily, verily, I say unto you,
yes,
he that hears my word,"
yes,
"and believeth on him that sent me," talking about God, it says, "hath everlasting life,
everlasting
and
life,
shall not come into condemnation,"
amen,
"but is passed from death unto life."
Amen.
He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming,"
yes,
"and now is,"
yes,
"when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live."
Shall live.
The Bible says, "She that liveth in pleasure,
yes,
is dead while she yet liveth."
Glory to God.
Oh, yes, you may be walking around on this earth,
yes,
thinking that you're living, but if you don't know Jesus, you are living in sin,
glory,
and you are dead while you are yet living.
Yes.
And the Bible tells me that, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God,"
yes,
"and they that hear shall live."
Yes, Lord.
"For as the Father had life in himself,
glory,
so have he given to the Son to have life in himself."
Yes, Lord.
"And have given him authority to execute judgment."
Come on, preacher.
"Also because he is the Son of Man."
He is.
"Marvel not at this."
Yes.
Listen here now.
I'm a preacher.
"Marvel not at this."
Yes.
"For the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave,"
yes,
"shall hear his voice."
Shall hear.
Just think about it now.
I'm a preacher.
Those that are dead and in the grave.
Yes, Lord.
They are going to hear the of the Lord.
Amen.
Somebody might say, "Now I don't believe that."
I'm a preacher.
But Jesus said, "The time is coming,"
yes,
"when all they that are in the grave,"
yes,
"shall hear his voice,"
glory to God,
"and shall come forth."
Lord, yes.
They that have done good, they're going to come forth.
Yes.
But they're going to come forth unto the resurrection of life.
Yes, Lord.
And they that have done evil,
glory to God,
unto the resurrection of damnation.
Yes, Lord.
And going back over to Revelation, that lets us know that that is the second death.
Yes, it is.
The Bible says, "And I saw the dead,"
come on,
"small and great,"
yes,
"stand before God."
Yes, sir.
"And the books were opened."
Oh, yes.
"And another book was opened."
Yes, sir.
"Which is the book of life."
Yes.
"And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book."
Amen.
"According to
believe it. I don't believe God is going to destroy this whole world. I don't believe God is going to cast us all into the lake of fire.
All right, preacher.
It says in Revelation 21:8, but
the fearful
and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and all you murderers out there killing.
Come on, preacher.
Killing human lives.
Yes, sir.
Taking human lives.
Yes, sir.
Like they're nothing but a fly.
Glory to God.
Dog walking the street. God has got a reward for you.
Yes, he does.
It's coming up again.
Yes, sir.
You're going to die that second death.
Oh, yes, sir.
You've got to get to know Jesus.
Glory
it's time to come on over on the Lord's side.
Yes.
Because there's no power,
no power
in the second death.
Yes,
give your life to Jesus.
Glory
come on over
come on
the Lord's side before it's too late.
Yes.
Repent of your sins. Turn from your wicked ways. Give your life to Jesus. While you haven't sinned,
amen.
While the blood is running warm in your body, give it to Jesus and let him work it out for you. God is standing by right now. He's willing and he's able and he wants to deliver you. Turn it over to Jesus and he will work it out.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Thank the Lord for the word. And at this time, we're going to open the doors to salvation that someone may have an opportunity to seek the Lord, to give their life to the Lord, to repent of their sins, to make a change in their life. If you need strength, if you need healing, now is your opportunity to go to the Lord in prayer while Evangelist Sheila Hameen lead us in this prayer. God bless you.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word, oh God. We come before you and we humble our hearts, Lord, asking you for forgiveness and for mercy.
Lord.
Oh, my Lord, stretch forth your mighty hand right now, oh God. Oh. Touch somebody's heart. Touch somebody's mind, Lord. Oh, God, prick somebody's heart to repentance in the name of Jesus. Lord, give somebody a chance tonight to repent of their sins and turn from their ways. Save, Lord, to the utmost. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, save souls and fill them with the Holy Ghost. Lord, before it's too late, before that last day, oh, my God, even a day of judgment, that we may take part in the first resurrection. In the name of Jesus, please, Lord, move by your power. Touch, Lord, heal, deliver, and work miracles in the name of Jesus. We're looking to you, Lord, and we're depending on you. For without you, we can do nothing, Lord Jesus. While we're praying, Lord, stop by and minister unto us, oh God. Stop by and see about us, Lord Jesus. For we're waiting on you, oh Lord. Please take us by the hand. Lead, guide, and direct us, Lord. We want to do your will, but we need you to show us how. We need divine intervention, Lord.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Need direction, oh God. Please, my Lord, show us which way we should go. In the name of Jesus, let your blood cover us, Lord. Let it purge us on the inside and on the outside. Lord, not our will, but let
not
your
will.
Holy will be done. Take control, Lord Jesus, and have your way. Lord, we are praying tonight for those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Oh, my God, touch, Lord. Make whole right now. Heal, Lord Jesus. Give comfort. Give consolation, Lord Jesus, to those who are bereaved of a loved one or someone dear to them. Have mercy tonight, oh Lord, and comfort them during this difficult time. Give them strength, Lord, and help them to continue on. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are praying for all of those who are requesting prayer. You know every request, Lord. You know every need, oh God.
You
and we are asking you to grant it all, Lord, according to your own will. Bless your people everywhere, Lord, one by one and name by name. We pray, God, that you'll continue to bless this ministry, the gospel truth, oh God.
blessed in a mighty way, Lord Jesus. Let souls be added to the ministry, to the church, oh God. You are able, Lord Jesus. Please have your way, Lord, and let your will be done. Oh, my God, we pray right now that you'll remember Darnell Williams, oh, God.
Yes.
Continue to touch him, Lord Jesus,
Lord,
and make him whole. Give him the testimony that he may go forth and tell everyone that he meets what you have done, oh, God, and tell of your goodness. You're able to save his soul, Lord Jesus. Bless his family, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are praying for all of the people of God, Lord. Help us, Lord, while we're down here. Strengthen us, oh, Lord Jesus. Increase our faith, oh, God. Take away all doubt, all drawback, and all fear. And help us, Lord Jesus, to do all that you commanded us to do without fear. Oh, blessed Savior, we know, God, that your word is true. Help us, Lord, to trust you and to take you at your word. Oh, Lord God, we believe you tonight. And, Lord, we are looking unto you, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we ask you, oh, God, to please, Lord, let your will be done in our lives, oh, God. Let the light shine out in us, Lord, that others may see and give glory to your name and be drawn unto you, O Lord God.
Peace,
we
Lord.
Believe it and we count it as done, and
yes.
We thank you tonight,
thank
Lord.
You.
We
thank
bless
you.
Your holy name. Hallelujah.
Thank
we
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you for your touch, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
We thank you for your precious word, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We magnify you. And we lift you up, Lord. You're worthy of all the praises. We ask
you
to be with us, oh God, throughout the remainder of this evening, Lord, keeping our minds stayed on you. In the name of Jesus, until we meet again, oh, Lord, and we thank you. We ask it all in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for that prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. I tell you, I could feel the presence of the Lord. I feel the presence of the Lord through the word of God and through prayer. Prayer changes things. If you just receive the word of God, can deliver, he can touch you. Whatever your situation is, God can deliver you. And I just thank the Lord for this broadcast and for the word of God. I tell you, this word is powerful. And sharper than any two-edged sword. Praise God. I tell you, I just thank the Lord. God's word is right all by itself, and it will remind you. It will come to remind you of what the word say and what God said and what is going to happen in the future. I tell you, we are coming up to that time. We are about to enter into that time. I thank God. I thank the Lord. I'm encouraged through the word of God. I'm encouraged to pray. I realize this time we got to get down to business and pray, pray, pray. Glory to God. Like the songwriter said, pray till your prayer go through. Praise God.
Amen.
I just thank God for all things. And at this time, we're going to have remarks from our evangelists, and if there's anyone else that like to call in on the line and give remarks or have a testimony or you want to give God some kind of glory and praise, you can call 945-218-0218 and the access code 5847681 pound. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to hear from Evangelist Khadija, and then Evangelist Cynthia, and Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God. Even though it's coming from a while back, it's still relevant today. It was a judgment message. And we want our names written in the book of life. We don't want to be judged out of the books. But if we do wickedly, that's exactly what's going to happen. And we'll have to answer for the things we've done. And we can't lie. We can't stand and say, well, you know, I did this and so. And but no, I didn't do that. But because God has a record of it all, and we have to give an account. Whew. That's very judgment message. I thank God for the word. Be encouraged.
Amen.
Praise God. I thank you for the word that came on tonight. I'm telling you, it was a powerful message. Amen. God knows I want to be ready when he called my name. Amen. Because if you look at the time that we're living in, judgment day is approaching.
Yes.
Amen. And we're going to stand before that great white throne, and we're going to have to give an account for every idle word, every deed that was done in our body, whether it be good or evil. We're going to tell God about it when he calls us into question. So I thank God for that word tonight. I tell you that that word calls you to want to get right and do it now. Amen. The Bible said, Jesus said, repent and do it quickly. Amen. And so if you need that you need to repent, you need to do it quickly. Don't wait. Amen. I try not to let things linger. I try to, if I do wrong or say something wrong, I try to ask God to forgive me right then and there.
Yes.
And get it done and over with. Because I don't want nothing lingering. I want to be ready when my time comes. I just thank God for the word. Be encouraged, you out there. Take the word of God in, live by it, and you will be saved.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful, powerful message. It was very, very powerful because it was a judgment message, as was stated. And Lord knows it's time for us to get our houses in order be ready. Don't take a chance on that second resurrection because there's no power in it. None whatsoever. In the first resurrection, there is power because we'll be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. If there's anything that's not right, any kind of weight or sin, it'll keep you down. You will not be able to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Glory be to God. So it's important that we take heed right now and make sure, like was stated, if done anything wrong, quickly repent. Don't wait till the next day. Don't put it off. Don't let anything linger. Don't have any what if. Or what if I, or what if this, what if that? Don't have any of those. Make sure everything is in the clear. Make sure that your heart is right with God. So we ought to live like it's our last day. That's how we should live. Live ready at any moment because we don't know the day or the hour. Even when the Lord should call us home, we don't know the day, we don't know the hour. But we can be ready. Hallelujah. And I thank God for his word. It's the word of God that's going to help us to be ready when we should be ready. So again, I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for this ministry, the Gospel Truth broadcast. It's a great blessing to so many, so many. And I just want to encourage you, Evangelist May, continue to do all that the Lord has given you to do. And I want to encourage everyone listening, just take the word of God in and live by it every day. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Is there anyone else? Well, we thank the Lord for each of our evangelists, for the remarks coming through them. It's very, very serious. I thank God for those remarks because, tell you, we've got to do what the word tells us to do. And if we don't do what that word tells us to do, we're going to end up being lost. So I want to take that word in for myself. I want to be ready. Glory to God. I tell you, I'm ready now to go in prayer, to go in fasting and prayer. We live in this time. The Bible said, except your righteousness exceed that of the Pharisees, ye shall in no wise enter in. So we got to fast and pray and deny ourselves so that we can get close to the Lord and be ready, most of all, to be ready. We have an opportunity now to get rid of everything that's not like the Lord. We need to come on back to the Lord. Praise God, so far away have we strayed. I tell you, we're just living in terrible times. So we got to just continue in that word and continue praying so that we can be ready, so that we don't end up being lost. I thank God for the word of God, for the exhortations, for the remarks coming to our evangelists. I encourage you to continue in the work of the Lord and thank God for the word on tonight. And at this time, if that's all, this brings the broadcast to a close, and we expect to be back here again on Tuesday night, oldies but goodies in the gospel, Lord willing. God bless you, and good night.